I agree with Kelly's statement. I think the NFB approach to this matter is very reasonable. Hopefully, our national leaders can sit down and have a dialogue with Delta officials in order to preserve the rights of blind guide dog users when flying Delta. At the same time, convincing Delta to come up with a policy that does not allow for folks to fake as though they have a service or support animal. What caused Delta to put this policy in place were situations that have happened on their flights within the past year, whereby individuals said they had a service or support animal. The dogs ended up being untrained and biting a couple of the passengers. However, Delta's approach to this problem clearly throws out the baby with the bathwater and imperils the rights of guide dog and other service animal users to fly their airline. Hopefully, cooler heads can prevail and a reasonable solution can be worked out to preserve the rights of guide dog and other service animal users.